Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. Today, we're celebrating Our Lady of the Rosary, the precious gift of the Holy Rosary. I know there's multitudes of you out there. I don't know how many of you are out there, but many of you I know have stories to tell, and your lives have been touched by the Rosary, whether it's the prayers of a grandma, grandpa, your parents, your own praying of the Rosary. This is a powerful weapon, and it always has been, and it continues to be a very significant and powerful weapon for all of us who are in the spiritual battle. This whole world, we know, Scripture is so clear that this world is fallen, and this world's a battlefield. John the Beloved says, you know, the whole world's in the power of the devil. It seems extreme to say something like that, but it's true. It's absolutely true. Does that mean there's no good on the earth? Absolutely not. This is God's good creation, but it's fallen. And we're in a constant battle. What the battle is over is the eternal destiny of human beings, those who bear the image of God. That's the battlefield. We sometimes get a little bit confused about what's most valuable on the earth. I just did a YouTube video just a few weeks back that I want to recommend for you to listen to if you didn't get a chance to hear it. Just reflecting on what the new governor of New York was saying in response to the Texas law, the new Texas law that was instituted, where they sign up to have no abortions after week six when the heart begins to pump. And she got on the news and said, you know, New York welcomes all the women from Texas who want to have abortions, and, you know, we're compassionate, we love you, we'll make a way, we'll make a home for you. And even the enlightened brothers in New York, she said, we'll welcome our sisters. And she's a Catholic, which is why I did the video. She's a self-expressed Catholic. And it's just tragic to have that kind of evangelical zeal and misplaced compassion, thinking that it's in ever in any way good to use our resources and our power, whatever power we've been given, in her case, political power, to take the lives of the unborn. And it's diabolic, really. I mean, if you ever wonder how deep the battle's going, just go there. There's a lot more present, but the battle is over children, human beings, young and old, God's children, those who bear God's image. And so it's a battle that it's a mortal combat. And the battle goes on with us because in each of us, because we're fallen, we have sin, we have brokenness, we have dysfunction, and we have to be alert and be sober and understand that we're in this battle. And one of the ways to do it, one of the great weapons in fighting the battle, first of all, is prayer is the word of God, is that offensive weapon, the Scriptures, that, you know, you wield the sword. And the sacramental life of the church, the teaching of the saints, all of that is present. Of course, the great strength we have is the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit that's in us, that allows us to subdue the flesh and the desire within the human heart to rebel against God. And then Our Lady, the miracle of the Rosary, as I've always thought about it, is it's telling the story. The reason it has so much power is Our Lady's leading us to talk about her son, to think about her son, to reflect on the life of her son. It's a good mother, right? And she knows for certain now who he is, and he's the Savior. He's the King of Glory. He's the beginning and the end, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead. He's the ruler of the kings of the earth, Scripture says. He's the final judge of all things. And aligning rightly with his life is the whole meaning of life, ultimately. And the Rosary is a great place for us to pray and to remember and to reflect on the life of Jesus each and every day. We talked yesterday about the Lord's Prayer, and the Lord's Prayer is there in the Rosary, along with the Hail Mary, which is really itself is so scriptural. Just remembering who Mary is and how she responded to the Lord and what the Lord did for her, it's all there. And so I know in my own life, I just wanted today to remember Our Lady of the Rosary is to honor her and to honor her through a testimony and the testimony of my mother. My mother was an amazing woman. She had an extraordinary devotion to Our Lady. Was born in a little farming town in southern Minnesota called New Ulm, Minnesota, where I was born. But she was born under different conditions. She was born in 1920. She was born, I think, in the house that she lived in. In those days, I don't think it was that uncommon. And she lived one block from the cathedral, roughly, maybe a block and a half, the cathedral church right there. And then she grew up there, went to Catholic schools, and always had faith, was always present in her life, and met my father at school. They got married. My dad went off to the Second World War. And while he was in the Second World War, he was gone for almost 2 years. And mom was home with their first child, my oldest sister. And I know from having talked to mom many years later and seeing in her life how much the rosary, the daily praying of the rosary and entrusting dad, you know, dad was a tank commander in Patton's Third Army, the Battle of the Bulge. He saw a lot. He was at the liberation of Mauthausen concentration camp. He could speak fluent German. So he just lived through that whole hell that many lived through. And while he was gone, she prayed the rosary daily, many times a day, and through it developed a deep relationship with Our Lady and our Lord. And that's what will happen when you pray the rosary. You're going to fall more deeply in love with the Holy Family, with St. Joseph, with Our Lady, and of course, both of them are consciously bringing us to Jesus and wanting us to see the beauty of their son Jesus and his majesty and his glory and to come into his full salvation. The devil hates the rosary, but my mom prayed it throughout our lives and my family went through a lot. We have a wonderful family, 7 kids. Ourselves lived a block from the cathedral and the Catholic school. So my mom was born a block north of the church, roughly, and she got married. And when dad came home, they bought a house about one block roughly south of the cathedral. And it's like a little triangle. It's like a 3-block radius. She lived almost her entire life. And so from the point of view of the world, she lived a quiet life. She was just, quote unquote, today, she was just a mother. You know, well, yeah, just a mother. That's the place to be. But she was a wonderful mom. And all of us remember, all the kids, through all the trials and difficulties we went through, and the difficult times, we had difficult times because my dad, coming home from the war, battled alcoholism for years, and there's a lot of pain, there was a lot of trouble, difficulty, dysfunction in the family. And one of the things we remember, the calm point, the still point, the point of sanity through all of that stuff that we went through was just seeing my mom, just quietly. Sometimes she was the last one to bed. Whenever it was, mom got her rosary in every day and her reading of scripture each day. And she would just quietly pray. She didn't blow trumpets or anything like that. She just faithfully did it. And she leaned on Our Lady, who helped her tremendously. And when my mom passed away, my siblings and I, you know, debated, you know, the one thing we wanted was who's going to get mom's rosary. And one of my siblings has it right now. It's never quite made a rotation around to anybody else, so I'll have to look into that. But it was a precious symbol and sign of what ultimately saved us as a family. I mean, I truly believe, and I think most of my siblings would say the same thing, that my mother prayed all of us into the kingdom of God. Some of us in our teen years and after were drifting far from the church. I was probably the most rebellious of all the kids. If you ask any of them, they'll tell you that was the case. And I was in a place where I just wasn't following God. I wasn't interested. And I was rebelling against all kinds of things. But over time, you know, by God's grace, I came to know the Lord, came back to the church, and the Lord really touched my life. But my entire family, we saw not only the healing of my father, where finally, by God's grace, he could admit that he had a problem. And, you know, he had gone to treatment a number of times and he wouldn't admit it. And he'd get out of treatment and get right back into it shortly after. But there came a time when conversion started happening among my siblings, starting with my oldest sister and a couple of my oldest sisters, and started passing through the family. And we started leaning in our desperation, really leaning into the Lord more and trying to put Jesus at the center of our life and to relate to him like he's the Lord and wanting to follow him. And so we all were praying more back in those days. And the rosary was certainly a part of it, you know, differently in the lives of different members of the family. But I know at times, particularly I thought about this when my father, who, you know, at a certain point was healed and after going through treatment and lived sober for the last 20 years of his life and had really an amazing life during that period of time. And he had a kind of an amazing life before that as well, but the struggle was deep and the healing happened in his life. And in our lives, we started getting healed as a family, started sharing faith in a way we never did before. There was a kind of joy that emerged in it and a more deeper bonding in our hearts. And we always had, you know, I think a close family, but we didn't know what we didn't know. We didn't know how deep it could get, our relationships could get in a life in the Lord. How when you're committed to the Lord, you're living with Him, how the Holy Spirit can bring us together at a whole nother level of transparency and honesty and encouragement and compassion for each other and sharing the joy of the Lord together, which was a discovery for us. You know, it came later in life for some of my siblings, you know, in their 30s and maybe early 40s. For me, it was my late teens, but it was something that to this day we shared. We just this past year, even in the spring in 2020, my siblings and I gathered in Minnesota, all seven of us, the first time we were together in over 40 years, I think, where we're just alone by ourselves. No spouses, no grandchildren, it's just us. And part of what we did there was we just remembered. We just took time to remember our family experience, talk about our parents, stories we remember, and then each day we took time to pray the rosary. And it was inevitable that when we began, we just got our rosaries out, we began to think about Mom and the gratitude that we had. And it almost feels like I had a picture at my father's funeral kind of in my mind. It was around that time. And when Dad died, we were at the funeral at the cathedral right there, that same church, you know, that Mom lived 80 years of her life, 80 years or more. She died at 94. She ended up living with one of my sisters for a period of time outside, a few hundred miles away from there. But other than that, I mean, her entire life, she lived under that steeple, pretty much. You know, she could see it and hear the bells ringing. And there was a way in which she and Dad, in his own way, helped connect us to the church, and that we're so grateful for it. And at Dad's funeral, there's this picture of Our Lady being present. You know, there's in the cathedral, there's just beautiful murals and paintings and statues of Our Lady. And I was thinking about the rosary, and it was as though, you know, at the command of the Lord, almost like He sent her to our family to rescue us. And I had this image of like Mary holding the rosary at one end and holding it out, my mom holding the rosary with her hand on the other end of the rosary. And we're all clinging to my mom in some way, in a spiritual way. And she prayed us into the kingdom of God. And it's really important for us to see that the things Our Lady has said about the power of the rosary and the importance of us to pray those prayers. And these are not just rote prayers. These are prayers that really are inspired and that we want to take into our hearts and let them come from the heart. And we can grow deeper in our understanding of who Jesus is and His whole life. The whole arc of Jesus' life is there and its meaning and the significant moments in it. And that's our story. And Mary's like telling us a story. She's helping us enter our own story in a way that it comes alive in us more and more. That's exactly what happened in our family. And we're just so, so grateful for it. So I thought I'd end today's program with a Hail Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mother Mary, we do pray and ask for your intercession for the whole church, for the Holy Father, for all our families, for our spouses, for our children, our grandchildren. We pray and unite our hearts to yours. We pray for the revelation of your Son, Jesus, and His glory across the face of the earth, and it would touch the lives of all those we love. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.